Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's good to be back home with you after a brief visit to Southern California, where I was expecting sunshine and warmth and had cloudy skies and rain. So it was really nice to come back to sunshine and relative warmth, although Gene says that the weather is just trying to trick me into thinking that Buffalo is so much better than Southern California. Why would I even want to go back and visit, right? Right. Except that my husband's there, and he kind of wants to see me. So he sends his greetings, and I do want to let you know he is slowly getting better, a lot slower than we would like. But it was a delight to see him. And I'm not sure who is more pleased to see me, him or the dogs. But anyway, I'm glad that I was able to go out and visit with them briefly. We do have a few announcements. Our volunteers for the food pantry are Jan Nelson and Linda Champlin. On Tuesday at 10 a.m., we have Bible study right here. Wednesday at 1:30, our Women's Fellowship is hosting a special presentation called Knitting as a Spiritual Practice. We invited the women of Union Congregational and St. Luke's Episcopal to come join us. So if you know anyone who'd like to join us, men or women, please come and listen to a presentation on knitting as a spiritual practice. At 5:45, our youth group will be meeting. Thursday at 2 p.m., bell choir practice right here. And a reminder that Sunday, January the 29th, 10 a.m. is our annual meeting, so if you are a member, please come and be part of that annual meeting. Do we have any other announcements that we need to take care of? I know that I've received an email about Loretta, that she has been she's tested positive for COVID, so please keep her in your prayers along with anyone else in this congregation or on our prayer chain who are sick. If there are no other announcements, please stand as you are able and join in the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done, and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you, and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song. It is number 815, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, we pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. The canticle of praise can be found on page 148. Redeemer, by your Spirit, hold us forever, that through your grace we may worship you and faithfully serve you, follow you, and joyfully find you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the 49th chapter of Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, "You formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant and to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord and the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, the one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, and the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." The word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 40 responsively. I waited patiently upon the Lord, who stooped to me and heard my cry. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord. Great are the wonders who have done, O Lord my God. In your plans for us, none can be compared with you. Oh, that I could make them known and tell them, but they are more than I can count. And so I said, here I am, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I proclaimed righteousness in the great assembly. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, you know. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me. May your steadfast love and your truth continually keep me safe. The second reading is from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all of those who are every place called the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, but those both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have enriched in him in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have a presence on social media? With a Facebook account, a Twitter account, Pinterest for those who are into crafting. Okay, show of hands again. When you post something, do you sometimes go back to see how many people have liked it? Sometimes. And if no one likes your post, how do you feel? Okay, some of you don't care. Some of us do. Why didn't you like my post? Is no one paying attention to me? Isn't this all about me? That's the thing. We hear all the time about social influencers, about how they are looking for likes, they're looking for followers. It is for them all about me. Well, John the Baptist was an influencer. People flocked to him and his baptism of repentance. He had his own group of disciples who called him teacher. But he had a different agenda from social influencers of today. He was all about Jesus. It was the reason that he was born. This ministry was not his idea. Instead, it was his calling before he was even born, as we hear in the first chapter of Luke's gospel. At his birth, his father, Zechariah, looked at him and said, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." We read in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, "There was a man sent from God, his name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." And further on we read, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.'" John is talking about Jesus pre-existing and therefore coming before him. Last week, we read about Jesus' baptism as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. This week's lesson from the Gospel of John tells a story from the perspective of John the Baptist. John the Baptist states twice that he did not know Jesus before the baptism in the Jordan River. He's not meaning that he doesn't know this cousin of his. Instead, he's talking about a deep, intimate knowledge that he didn't know the full extent of who Jesus was until it was revealed at his baptism. And this event becomes part of John's witness. John relied upon a word of promise that enabled him to discern that the one on whom he saw the Spirit come to rest and remain was the one who had been promised, the one who had baptized with the Spirit. John did not keep what had been revealed to him as a matter of personal faith. Instead, he used it to witness to others, especially to his own disciples. John's witness is a confession of who Jesus is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Those who heard this statement would have thought of sacrificial lambs, the one substituted by Abraham in place of his beloved son Isaac, the Passover lamb, the lambs sacrificed in the temple. This one is the Lamb who will break the power of sin, the one who brings freedom and restores relationship with God. And this redemptive action is not just for a small community, but for the whole world. The Son of God. John is confessing Jesus as a unique revelation of God, the only Son the chosen and anointed one. In the other Gospels, this is the confession of the voice from heaven calling Jesus the beloved one. In John's Gospel, John becomes that confessional voice, the first human voice announcing the identity of Jesus. These titles, Lamb of God and Son of God, reveal something about God, that God is not distant and uncaring, but instead cares deeply and is engaged deeply with creation. God desires restoration of the relationship that has been marred by the effects of sin. God is the one who reached out to humans to offer liberation and true freedom. John the Baptist points out Jesus to two of his disciples who immediately leave John to follow Jesus. John doesn't call them back. Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to be my followers. Wait, I have more to tell you. Instead, he lets them go. He has accomplished his goal with these two disciples by pointing the way to the one who is greater than he is, the one they should be following now that he has been identified. John the Baptist proclaims what has been revealed about him. And he reveals what he has learned, not to make his reputation greater, but to bear witness to God's chosen one. He is embodying what was stated in the portion of the psalm that we read today, where the psalmist states, I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great assembly. See, I've not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I've not hidden your saving help within my heart. I've spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. John points out Jesus to these two disciples, and they leave him to follow Jesus. When Jesus sees John's disciples, he speaks the first words reported from him in this gospel. What are you looking for? What is it you're seeking? They respond, Rabbi, teacher, tell us where you're staying. His response, come and see. And they leave their teacher and follow him. And the first thing one of those disciples, Andrew, does is to go back and tell his brother Simon. Andrew provides his own witness to his brother. We have found the one for whom we have been seeking. We have found the Messiah. Simon follows, and Jesus, looking at him, seeing him for who and what he is, knowing what he's going to do, knowing his strengths and his weaknesses, gives him a new name, Cephas, Peter, Rock. In time, Simon Peter will also bear witness of the one who is Lamb of God, and Son of God, and Messiah. Think of those who appointed you to Jesus, parents, teachers, pastors, friends. Because of those witnesses, to use the words of the psalmist, we have been drawn out of the mire and had our feet planted on the secure rock of our salvation. God's instructions have been written in our hearts. We have promised to be witnesses of Christ's redemptive love and have committed to living and speaking with that love. We acknowledge that we need the sustaining presence of God, giving thanks, trusting God, pointing to Christ, witnessing to God's love, and depending on that love. That is our daily calling. How will you point to Christ? Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, number 798. Will you come and follow me, the summons? Thank you. let us together confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Put a new song in the mouth of your church. Inspire the baptized to tell of your faithfulness, sharing the good news of your salvation throughout the earth. Bless the witness of missionaries. Merciful God, receive our prayer. The waters of baptism call us into life in the Spirit. Preserve the world waters. Protect them from pollution. Support plants and animals who depend on them, and bring rain in places of drought. Guide us in protecting local waterways and in responding to devastating floods. Merciful God, receive our prayer. In Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Show your mercy to all nations. Direct leaders to do your will. Fill governing bodies with righteousness. Equip judges with discernment and compassion. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You incline your ear to all who cry to you. Draw near to individuals and communities suffering violence, injustice, illness, or poverty. Hide them in the shadow of your hand and make us signs of your faithfulness to all in need. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and for those who we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You are glorified in the servants you have called. With Martin Luther King Jr., give us bold trust in you. Even when it feels like a sharp sword or polished arrow, give us courage to receive your call to repentance and racial justice. Merciful God, receive our prayer. In every place and time, you have sanctified your people. We praise you for the testimony of those who have died in the faith, especially those we name aloud from the quietness of our hearts. Strengthen us as we wait for the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We bring to you our needs and hopes, O Lord, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of that. We thank you for sending your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Create in Me a Clean Heart, number 144.